So today is a sad day as I've learned that Watchmen Privacy with Gabriel Custodiat is thinking of quitting due to the fact that he doesn't feel like he's making enough money and he doesn't want to take on sponsorships. And I wanted to reach out to say that I don't think you should quit, man. The world has way too many sheep out there, and it would definitely be a worse place without people like you herding people in the right direction. However, although you are herding people in the right direction, I don't actually think that you've escaped the technocracy yourself. So when I look at your website, as well as browse through the podcasts, I see that your only contact methods are Telegram, Twitter, Proton Mail. I've seen you complain about YouTube in the past. So I feel like you're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk as far as using these better technologies. I mean, you had the SimpleX Dev on your podcast. So for you to not even offer that as a contact method or to even have a group, I mean, you're leaving all this freedom on the table. Think about all the problems with Telegram. I mean, you're selling service to make your business censorship proof, cancel proof, but Telegram's totally centralized. It's requiring a phone number. You can't just use it on Linux desktop. You have to use a physical phone. The government is now leaning on Telegram ever since that court case where they arrested the CEO. And then you're promoting Proton Mail. I mean, Proton Mail is the most centralized thing out there. I don't see how you can say that privacy doesn't benefit from decentralization. I mean, that's literally the purpose of email and Tor and all these things. But Proton Mail is like specifically designed to make it as centralized as possible. They didn't just make it so that any email client can be used and it's just using PGP generically where it's interoperable. They're instead pushing these clients worth Proton only, keeping people hooked in this system where none of the metadata is private. The thing about Proton is that email is essentially not private, and if you look at their transparency report, they have a huge amount of court cases with the Swiss government pushing on them to get some kind of data. And Proton is only able to contest a relatively small amount of them. And at first I was like, oh, well, I guess they don't have the financial resources. But then I stopped to think about it, and they're donating over $1 million to charity, to all these different causes, but yet they don't want to put the effort in to fight these court cases. They shouldn't be donating money at all. They should be using all of those funds to fight these court cases to the best of their ability. And in fact, they shouldn't be so quiet about this issue. They should be posting blogs, doing podcasts, videos to try and push the needle towards a more free political environment. But you know what the reason that they don't do that, they don't funnel their funds into the court cases, is because they don't want to draw attention to it and they don't care. And they're changing the definition of end-to-end encryption. Proton Mail is really cloud-to-cloud because you're inserting your private key into their web app. I mean, I've talked about this stuff many times on my previous episodes. It's okay to use Twitter as long as that's not all you're using. So Elon Musk is a defense contractor putting satellites in the sky to look down and spy on us for the government. So how can you say that doing privacy on Twitter is moral? At the end of the day, do you really have freedom of speech to criticize Trump with Trump's number one guy controlling the platform? You should be using something like Nostr, man. Nostr is not only going to give you more freedom, self-custody, control, but on top of that, it's people that are more relevant to you. So you're selling Bitcoin privacy stuff. That's the exact kind of stuff people on Nostr eat up. So you could just be literally copying and pasting your content from Twitter over to Noster and be making a killing. Plus, there's all this opportunity to do consulting, to make courses on how to do stuff like Noster. See, that's the thing, man. I see you talking about, oh, YouTube censored me. We all know that Google is corrupt. It's not even news, man. You should be using tools like Arweave, where you put your videos directly on the blockchain. People want to hear how to do that. They want to get consulted on how to do that. You can host videos on PeerTube. You could be doing setups of that. You could be showing people how to do Bunny CDN even. Now, I already know what he's going to say. His reaction would be, oh, well, I'm using these tools because that's where all the people are. And I don't think there are that many people on Noster or who use these messengers. But the thing is, man, it's better to be the king of the small pond and to get people moving in the right direction, to have reach to the most relevant people who are gonna wanna buy your products because they're already doing everything they can to escape the technocracy, than trying to shill to the people who really don't care. Because at the end of the day, if somebody's using Telegram, Twitter, YouTube, Proton Mail, they really don't care that much. And so those kind of people aren't likely to pay. So don't quit, man. Improve and change. It's your boy, Shadow Rebel. Catch you on the flip side.